asked, straightening in her chair and trying to work the kinks out of her neck from sitting in one position for so long. She had come in early, hoping to work undisturbed. "You got a good tip for me?" she asked the woman before her. "Give me a headline and I'll kiss the ground you walk on."
"This is even better."
Vera paused, as if to add a little drama to what she was about to say. The hairpins had popped out from her gray beehive hairdo, and her glasses were askew. She shoved them high on her nose and glanced about as if to make certain they were alone. She eyed the large plate glass window overlooking the courthouse square, where automatic sprinklers were doing damage control to a parched lawn brought on by a record-breaking July heat wave. Vera marched over and snapped the blinds closed. Jamie arched one brow.
"This must be big."
"It's bigger than when Lorraine Brown caught her husband doing the nasty with Beth Toomey on a sofa in the back office of the VFW hall."
"Wow, wasn't she jailed for going after them with a letter opener?"
"Yeah, and Tom refused to bail her out until she signed an agreement stating she wouldn't do him bodily harm afterward. She kicked his butt anyway the minute they released her."
"So tell me."
"You're not gonna believe it," the woman repeated.
"Vera, out with it already."
Vera held up a white paper sack. She reached into it and pulled out a brownie.
"Taste it."
Jamie's mouth watered at the sight of the chocolate goodie.
"I really should."